Hi everyone, this is Siji Hawk, co-host of the Bull and Hawk Sports Show. I gotta admit, I am really excited for football this year. And I'm talking about NFL, not soccer. Which I have been excited all year for. I've been really enjoying watching the Chicago Fire, Red Stars, Dash, now the Premier League, and much more. But I am pumped up for American football. So this is going to be an in-depth preview of the Chicago Bears 2022-2023 season. The Bears finished last year at a under 500 record of 6-11. Excuse me. And they made huge changes. As you remember, Ryan Pace, the general manager, was fired. And Matt Nagy, the head coach, was also fired as well. So they brought in a new head coach in Matt Eberflus, formerly from the Indianapolis Colts. And then they brought in Ryan Poles to be the new GM. And I know as soon as both were hired, there's people who are screaming and yelling and saying they're running it back because it's the same first names in Ryan and Matt. But these are completely two different men. And they're making completely different changes than Pace was. Because from Ryan Pace's perspective, when he was the GM towards the end, a lot of his moves revolved around win now. We gotta win now with Khalil Mack and along those guys. We gotta win. Well, Ryan Poles has taken the approach more of a rebuilding. So he's cut veterans, traded veterans. And they brought in young players for the draft and also signed young players as well. And they're building along with their corner piece, cornerstone for the future, Justin Fields, their quarterback. And they have some good pieces, building blocks per se, on the roster with Fields, Roquan Smith, Darnell Mooney, wide receiver. Those are three good pieces for now that the Bears can build with and add players for drafting, free agency, and trades to help them as well. Because there are some key areas we have that have big weaknesses that need to be shored up. The offensive line needs some work. We need some work in the receiving core. Besides Darnell Mooney, Darnell Mooney is excellent with his speed, natural ability, talent. But we need some more pieces as well. Because we have some decent veterans. But they haven't really had starter minutes, per se. They've been more off the bench or just injury replacement type of receivers. Or occasionally starting. But for now, Darnell Mooney's great piece to have at receiver. And we also, I don't want to forget to mention, David Montgomery, running back, also has been excellent and well. And he's a good running back to have for Justin Fields to give the ball to and get us some move the chains. So those are four pieces that are important on this roster, in my opinion, as of now, to build along with. Because we made some big changes, as you know, for the draft and leaving the team and signing guys too. So first for the draft, as a refresher, the Bears drafted at cornerback Kyler Gordon, safety Jaquan Brisker, wide receiver Velus Jones Jr., tackle Braxton Jones, Dominique Robinson at defensive end, Zachary Thomas at guard, Tristan Ebner at running back, Doug Kramer at center, Jairi Carter at guard, Elijah Hicks at safety, and Trenton Gill as a punter. So that's who the Bears drafted in the draft. And all the players they drafted made the roster, which I'll get to later, a 53-man official roster for the season, except Doug Kramer. But it's not because of his skill, it's because he was put on injured reserve, so he's gonna miss time. Now for the players who the Bears lost. So these are the players who at the end of the season are gone. And there were some huge names, I gotta admit. Some of these guys have been on the team for a number of years and made big names for themselves. But they're all gone now. One thing they all have in common, except for one of them, is they're all longtime veterans in this league, either close to or over 30. So Ryan Poles made the decision that they now are no longer members on the Bears. So the big names who are gone are, first, the biggest name of all, one of the best players in the league for a long time, linebacker Khalil Mack. I remember when we got him from the Raiders, I was so amazed. We got Khalil Mack, he was such an unbelievable player, one of the best linebackers in the league. He could make things happen just like that, snap his fingers. Khalil Mack's raw ability, talent, and experience was vital to the Bears team, especially the one that made the playoffs. I know we lost in the double doink or the blocked field goal kick to the Eagles, but that team did make the playoffs, which none of the rest of these teams could say, besides the one against the Saints, but that team stunk. And they were like 500 team and made it, but they easily went home. That team I don't count. I mean, they made it, but I don't count that successful season. Just they snuck in somehow. So Khalil Mack's career as a Bear is over. We're going to miss him, but I guess it makes sense. Why did we need him? This team is rebuilding, wanting to get younger, trying to get picks. Having someone who's Khalil Mack's caliber is probably not the right decision, so he's gone now. Good luck, Khalil Mack. Next, longtime Bear tackle Akiem Hicks is gone. He's been on the Bears forever. Akiem Hicks is one of my favorite Bears. Big fan of him. He was always such a great guy and great on the field as well. And now he's gone too. I'll miss some of these guys for sure. Then wide receiver Allen Robinson. He's gone. He's the best receiver we had. The most skilled, experienced, and successful. But finally, now he's gone. So now Darnell Mooney is the main receiver in Chicago, not Allen Robinson. Linebacker Danny Trevathan, the veteran, he's gone. Tackle Eddie Goldman as well. He's gone. Both of them had success in spurts for the Bears. And finally, running back Tariq Cohen. I thought when we drafted him, he was going to be unbelievable. Based on how he burst onto the scene with the Bears, his speed. He could be used as a receiver as well in play action capabilities, but he could never stay healthy. That's going to define Tariq Cohen's career as a Bear legacy. He got hurt so much. He could never stay on the field. When he stayed on the field and played, he made stuff happen, but that was so rare that it made sense to part ways of Tariq Cohen. Just, he could never put it all together. I know I don't say that it's his fault he was injured. That's no way but I mean by that. But he just could never avoid the injury bug. Now for key acquisitions, not for the draft. One of them was linebacker Nicholas Morrow. He is coming here. He plays as linebacker. Defensive end, Justin Jones as well. He's coming here. Wide receiver, Brian Pringle. Wide receiver, Economius St. Brown. And center, Lucas Patrick. So Brown and Pringle both will have important roles to play as backup receivers and long slide options with Darnell Mooney. So when Justin Fields going for the progressions, Mooney's guarded. He can try to find Economius St. Brown or Brian Pringle. And they're going to have to make big plays because Darnell Mooney will be guarded and he will be well defended because he's our number one option besides at tight end Cole Kmet. So they're going to guard those two well, the defenses. So we have to find Pringle and Economius St. Brown to make stuff happen. There's some other receivers as well, but those are just two, the ones we just signed. And Lucas Patrick will have a nice role to play as well as the center. His centers tend to get injured, and there are always injuries during the year in football. So as a backup center, he'll have some roles. And he might start as well in the future, depending on situations in the team. So those are our key losses and acquisitions, and the players we drafted as well. And most of the information I'm getting for this Bears in-depth podcast is from the Fantasy Football Draft Book. My mom got me this for my birthday, and I was really excited. It has lots of great information in here that can be very helpful for the podcast. And it's going to make the podcast from a 5 out of 10 to a 10 out of 10. Especially in when it comes to football. Now more information to discuss. They released the official 53-man roster after the cuts yesterday. The Bears are going to roll with for the season. And it could change any minute. It could change right now and I would not know. Because they have to make lots of changes due to injury, decision making. But as of now, this is the 53-man roster the Bears are going to go with. So the 53-man roster the Bears are choosing. This information I'm getting from The Athletic, called Bears 53-man roster reaction, youth movement is here as 13 rookies make the cut. The article is written by Kevin Fishbane and Adam Johns, hosts of the podcast. They have Hogan Johns podcast. Johns does. And Adam Hogue from NBC Sports Chicago is his host. So those two both host it. And then Fishbane is just a good writer. So here is the roster the Bears chose. And a lot of it's not that surprising to me. Some of it's kind of out of left field, but most of these moves, based on research prior to the announcement, I was having that opinion they were going to go with those men, and they did. So quarterback, unsurprisingly, Justin Fields is the starter. That was the most obvious of all. He's gotten the keys to the kingdom. We're going to roll with Justin from The Ohio State University. He's going to carry us places if the offensive line can guard him better and he can get a lot of out of the wide receivers, tight end pieces we have. Then, backup, the longtime Denver Bronco, Trevor Siemian. He's a perfectly fine backup quarterback. He's not sexy by any means, but Trevor Siemian's fine game manager, and hopefully he doesn't have to play this season, but if he does, he's decent enough as a backup. Running back, we have David Montgomery, the excellent building block. Hopefully he can even improve more than last year. So David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert. Khalil Herbert had a good season last year. He can make some stuff happen. He's so young, he's improving, learning the intricacies of the NFL. And finally, the rookie, Tristan Ebner. Let's see what he can do his rookie season at running back. I think our running back core is probably one of the best cores we have in terms of depth. I like Dave Montgomery a lot. Khalil Herbert's fine. He can make some moves. And Ebner looks promising. Fullback, Kari Blasingame, Jake Tones. Those are our two fullbacks. Let's see how our offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy, uses the fullbacks in our offensive game plan, Kari Blasingame and Jake Tones. Curious to see if they're a heavy part of the offense or more just small supporting role. And then tight end we have from Notre Dame, Cole Kmet. Hopefully Cole Kmet having a bigger year now. Hopefully he can turn into a Zach Ertz or a Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews. Some of the best tight ends in the league. Hoping he can be the next one. Can Cole Kmet make the huge jump needed to meet stardom? We'll see. And then backup, Ryan Griffin. I don't know a lot about Ryan Griffin, so we'll see what he can do as a backup tight end. Then wide receivers, we chose 7 for this season. We have Darnell Mooney, who I've talked about a lot. Ikenemius St. Brown. Brian Pringle. Velus Jones Jr., who was just drafted. Dante Pettis. Tajay Sharp. Keneal Harry. Some of these guys are hurt at the moment, but they will have roles. We'll see how Justin Fields utilizes these receivers. The ones that were drafted in Velus Jones Jr. and the ones who have been signed in Brown, Pringle, Harry. We'll see how much of a role they play. Because we got to use the right receivers in the correct way and find them and make big explosive plays. Next, for offensive line, we have Cody White here, Lucas Patrick, Braxton Jones, Tevin Jenkins, Larry Borum, Sam Mustipher, Riley Reiff, Zach Thomas, and Jaiti Carter. Jaiti Carter was just drafted, and Zach Thomas as well, so those are two rookies. We'll see what they can do. Cody White here has been a veteran in this league. Tevin Jenkins, second-year player. There's a lot of talk that Tevin Jenkins was going to be traded or released, that his first season was so bad that he's going to be gone from the Bears after only 1 year. But they moved him position-wise around, and they're going back with Tevin Jenkins, thank goodness, because we drafted him high last season. That would be a tragedy if after 1 year he's gone. Luckily, he's not gone. Tevin Jenkins still here. Lucas Patrick was a center to sign. And some of these guys are veterans like Sam Lester, Cody White here. So we'll see what the defensive line can do. They have one of the most important roles on the team, protecting Justin Fields. Defensive line, we have Robert Quinn, Al-Quin Muhammad, Travis Gibson, Dominic Robinson, Justin Jones, Angelo Blackson, Tyrese Tonga, Mike Pennell Jr. So Robert Quinn is the most renowned of these gentlemen on the defensive line. Robert Quinn got paid the big bucks to come here. And I know that when he first arrived, people were awe-inspired by how bad he looked. He looked slow, old, making mistakes. He has improved in the sack department since that season when he first arrived. But he's one of the most experienced veteran players on this roster and paid the most as well, one of those. So hopefully Robert Quinn can improve again this season. Travis Gibson, longtime veteran. A lot of these guys are really young, like Tyrese Tonga, second-year player. And we'll see, from BYU, we'll see what they can do. And Al-Quin Muhammad, I don't know a lot about, so we'll see. Linebacker, we have Roquan Smith, the star from Georgia, one of the best linebackers up and coming in the league. Roquan Smith has made a name for himself with his talent, skill, and explosive, amazing plays around the field. He did go into wanting to leave the Bears. He requested for a trade request. There was talk he was going to be traded. And then Roquan Smith era was going to come to a premature end. But in the end, he stayed. He did not leave, thank goodness. That would have been devastating if Roquan Smith left. Nicholas Morrow, Matt Adams, Joe Thomas, Jack Sanborn, and Caleb Johnson. That is the linebackers they're going with. Mix of veterans and younger players. Cornerbacks, we have Jalen Johnson. Couple of years pro. He's been up and down, but overall I've liked Jalen Johnson's ability as cornerback. He's made some big plays. And important to have a great cornerback cast. Carr Gordon, we just drafted. Kendall Vildjord, the veteran, Jalen Jones, Lamar Jackson, Duke Shelley. So mix the end guys and veterans again. Safety, Eddie Jackson, Jackson Brisker, who just drafted, DeAndre Houston, Carson, who we just got, Dwayne Cruikshank, and Elijah Hicks. That's the safeties we're going with. Finally, special teams, which is set in stone. We have Caro Santos as our kicker, Trenton Gill as our punter, and a lot of Patrick Scales as well. And this is going to be a little bit weird because forever I've been used to O'Donnell here, but he's gone as punter, but he's gone now. It's just Santos Gill now and Scales, so that's going to be interesting how it works. So that's our 53-man roster for the Bears. I think it looks okay. He has some talent. We can see how things turn out this season for the Bears. Looking forward to improvement. Do I think this is a playoff team? No. But I'm looking forward to the team at least making positive steps in the right direction for fans and the team as well. And the coaches and new people in positions of power have to make something happen. Matt Eberflus, Ryan Poles, got to make some positive decisions to lead this team to at least a 500 record. But it depends, though. If it's 500 record and the team drafts poorly, that's not really much of a success. But is the goal for the team to draft number one pick or really high and tank, have a horrible year? Or is the goal to sneak into the playoffs of the final team and immediately get destroyed in the first round and go home? I'm not sure at the moment what the goal is for the 2022-2023 Chicago Bears squad. We'll have to see how things shake up in the season. Now we're moving on to the schedule for the season. Their first game of the year is September 11th against the San Francisco 49ers at home, Soldier Field. Next, they take on Green Bay Packers on September 18th and Sunday Night Football. Then they take on at September 25th at home, Houston Texans at 1. October 2nd, on the road against the New York Giants at 1. The 9th in Minnesota at 1. 13th, Thursday Night Football, 8:15 p.m. against the Commanders. The 24th, at Monday Night Football against the Patriots, 8:15. 30th, at Cowboys. 6th, Miami. 13th, Detroit. 20th, Atlanta. 27th, at Jets. December 4th, at Green Bay. Against Green Bay. Week 14, bye. December 18th, against the Eagles. 24th against the Bills. It's a Saturday. First at Detroit, and the last game of the year versus the Vikings. The rest of those games, I didn't say anything about the times because they're all at 1 p.m. So all the same time at 1. Not the most difficult opposing teams ever, but not the easiest either. So see how many wins the Bears can get out of this schedule. Hopefully at least a decent number. So thank you for listening to this 2022-2023 Chicago Bears Block Sports Show in-depth podcast preview. It was great to talk all about the players that we've gained and lost, the draft, the schedule, a little bit about the players. And for example, before we close, the fantasy football draft book I've been reading about, they give their thoughts on where the Bears could finish, and they mention it could be a tough year for the Bears. We have a top talent quarterback, but needs to support him with a better crop of offensive linemen and receivers, which I totally agree with. That is one of the weaknesses we have. And also the Bears have to figure out how Darnell Mooney can make it even better change now that he's the number one man, not Allen Robinson. So thank you for listening to this preview. I had a great time. If you have any comments about the Bears, want to learn more thoughts that I had that didn't make it to this podcast, any comments, feel free to reach Blanc Sports Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Those are free places the Blanc Sports Show can be reached. Well, not really Facebook, more just Twitter and Instagram at Blanc Sports Shows. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week. CJ Hawk signing off.